All right, everybody, so here we are. It is Around the Discord, our brand new game show. Now, if you are familiar with Around the Horn on ESPN, it is essentially the exact same thing, except based on the video game world, streaming world, and kind of the industry that we all love and follow and get super excited about. So hope you guys really enjoy it, and we're just going to kind of go and see what happens. So let's go ahead and kick off. Actually, you know what? Let me explain the rules for those that are watching for the first time, and possibly Jordan, who doesn't know. So the way it is we're going to have multiple topics. We're going to run around the room. As you can see, the time to say goodbye stamp is already up. Ender had some unforeseen things, so he was not able to make it this evening, but we'll get him in future episodes. Not a problem. We're going to go every week. So we're super excited about this. We're excited to work with you guys. We're excited to have all of you here, and we want this to go crazy. And apparently I don't know why.
What's wrong?
My phone is going crazy. Okay, so the way the game works is we go around the room, we ask topics. If they impress me as the host, I give them points. When we get closer to the end, the last two people left with the two highest scores will go head to head. There'll be two topics they debate. If it's a tie after the second topic, though, because it's just 1 point each, they go for a third. The winner of that gets about a minute to 2 minutes to talk about anything that they want to talk about. It kind of gives them a safe platform. Well, not safe, because you'd probably ruin your career if you said the mean things, but you can do whatever you want to do. All right, so we're going to go ahead and start. If Jay is ready, I think he's doing crunches or push-ups, or I'm not even sure what he's...
I'm trying to get my mind right. I had to do a dynamic warm-up.
A dynamic warm-up.
Ready to catch that beat down. Let's go.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and start. Now, if some of you don't know, for the last month, it's been crazy between YouTube and Twitch, right? People were jumping ship. They were taking big YouTube payouts. Now, of course, one of the biggest ones we've been waiting on is Nick Merckx. He finally announced... What was it, yesterday, that he has remained to stay on Twitch. So we're going to go ahead and kick it over to you, Shadow. Did Nick Merckx make the right decision by staying with Twitch?
For Twitch, this is a win, but for Nick Merckx, no, this is not a win, because Nick Merckx could have done so much better on a YouTube exclusive contract, because Twitch right now is really lowballing the way they pay their streamers, especially bigger names. That's why Lupo and Tim both left, because they really, really hinge on the ads that they have to put on the streams that the streamers actually have to put in there. But if a streamer puts in an ad, well, then you might miss something in their stream. So they really hate doing this. But other than that, it's a really, really big loss for him, because he could have made so much more over on YouTube. He may not have got as much on the views, but the more you see people moving to YouTube, you'll see more viewers moving with them.
All right,
so I really feel like this.
You know, Jordan, the deal is that supposedly Nick Merckx got the largest payout for any streamer ever. That's what the deal that Twitch gave him. So do you agree with Shadow on this, that it's a loss for Nick Merckx?
So when I think about this topic, I'm kind of selfish. I don't really care if it's a loss or a win for him. For me, I think it's a win for Twitch, which means it's a win for us who stream on Twitch, and I'm super happy about that.
Why do you think it's a win for you that stay on Twitch if you have a huge creator that's still taking up a bunch of the people that like Twitch?
Just because people are watching him doesn't mean people won't watch me. We might have different viewers, and even if we don't have different viewers, we probably stream at different times as well. So that doesn't really worry me at all. I actually love that he chose to stay, and I think it shows that Twitch is actually putting an effort to keep their creators happy.
And Bobber, your thoughts on this?
Absolute dub. You know, it's interesting that even in the press release and stuff, the head honchos over at Twitch said, hey, we understand now that we need to start paying these guys and these content creators if we're going to retain them. So it's an absolute win for him. I hope he took the bag and went and deposited it. He's got, you know, houses everywhere now, and he's just going to keep growing bigger and bigger. I mean, anybody who's anybody saw the Twitch leak on the on Twitter. I mean, content creators are getting banked, so I hope he's in the 12, 10, 15, 20 million dollars type of contract, which, you know, based on what we've seen, and, you know, good on him for timing, because I think it took a couple of the other big creators that he's worked with previously to kind of kick Twitch in the nuts a little bit and get him to wake up. And then he's the benefactor of it by, being one of the ones that's going over that they decided to use as the example to stop as far as a creator. So dub, absolute dub.
Shadow or rebuttal or anything on this?
Nope. I still feel like it's a loss overall, but.
So you disagree? You still disagree? Yeah. You don't? They haven't changed your opinion at all?
No, because Twitch has always been shitty to their people that are on Twitch, and they always
as we stream from Twitch right now.
I agree but with Master Shadows.
Hey, mute him. Mute him. Always, mute him. Don't get his kicked off. Mute him.
They've always been crappy to him. Lupo was literally losing out on followers because of Twitch. And then they lowballed him. So he had to get out.
Good point. Jordan, final points from you?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Master of Shadows that it may have been a loss for him. I hope that it doesn't end up being that way. I'm just happy for myself and for creators still on Twitch.
All right, Bobber, your final statement.
Nope, I won. It's all about the win. Myself, Nick Merckx, carrying the dubs this week. Let's go.
You'd never carry a dub.
All right, next topic. Okay, this is a pretty big one. Halo multiplayer. A lot of people are praising it, but some people don't like it. And we're going to kick it over with you, Jay. Your thoughts on Halo multiplayer and where it's going.
Because I have already given my opinion on this while we were just idly chatting. I am really disappointed that they are dusting off yet another legacy game instead of focusing on new development, new concepts, new everything. It seems like any time that anyone needs any money or anything from these major publishers and studios, they just trot out the old crap over and over again. And so, you know, apparently Microsoft needs some money. And so what do? Go get the Master Chief, dust him off. He's like in his, he's like 200 now. Like, bring him out. He's going to be the savior again. No, dumb. I don't even want to deal with it. I don't want to talk about it.
So you
like,
don't
get
think
us something new.
So, but yeah, you're playing Call of Duty on a nightly basis, Jay.
You should leave that for us to say, James.
So you think it's okay that your favorite game gets rebuffed over and over?
The difference is this is a continuation of the same. It's been continuing the entire time. This isn't something where it's a AAA standalone. We're going to put them in the Disney vault. We're going to let them sit there and stew for a little bit. We're not going to do anything with it. And then we're going to bring them back out.
Jordan, your thoughts on the criticism kind of Halo's getting. We'll get into a little bit more detail here in a second, but just the basic, what do you think of what you've seen on the multiplayer? Is it good for the first person shooter space? What do you think?
Yeah, I've seen mostly positive things, and honestly, I feel the exact opposite of Jay. I feel like it sells because it's good and people love the nostalgia of it. You know, I remember growing up playing Halo, so I'm super excited for it. So take that, Jay.
And last but not least on this first round of it, Shadow, what do you think?
So first off, I'm going to say Jay's just sad because he can't play PlayStation. But I am not going to go out and say that Halo multiplayer was good for me. I played the beta. I feel like it's way too slow. I feel like the guns don't kill. It just doesn't play to how I'm used to playing Halo. Back in Halo 3, when everything felt smooth, the guns killed, like everything played real smoothly. It might just be the time from console to console and how graphics and everything have updated, and it just doesn't feel the same. It feels like they've actually reverted in combat. Instead of going forward, they've gone backwards with their combat multiplayer. But I'm really excited to see the actual campaign and everything of the game, but the multiplayer, I have to give it a big thumbs down right now.
Not so much, huh? All right, so staying with Halo, there's been big controversy over the weekend. People, content creators, very toxic content creators on whether it's Twitter, YouTube, they very clickbait, right? They want to point out things that really are kind of pointless. So one of the big things going around was people were walking up to the vehicles in Halo and blowing up the tires. And then they were walking over to stands of fruit and shooting the fruit and then doing comparison videos next to Cyberpunk and The Last of Us. which are single-player focused games, is a little bit different. It's not a multiplayer. Do you think, Jordan, that this really, you know, what are your thoughts on this and people kind of doing this to create controversy and saying Halo sucks because the fruit doesn't explode properly like it does in a single-player game?
So, okay, it might be petty, right? It might be petty. And it wasn't just single-player games that it was compared to, just so we're aware. But it does show the lack in detail. So it might be telling, just like Master of Shadow said, that they feel like they're regressing. I can kind of understand that from all the critiques. So even though it might be petty, it might be telling of, you know, that maybe they didn't put the attention to detail into it. And maybe Jay is right that, you know, they're just reusing the same old content and then just not caring as much about it.
Shadow, your thoughts on this?
I feel like the graphically it wasn't too bad, but attention to detail was definitely a big thing they missed out on, especially with the vehicles and everything. Having mini warthogs pop up on the map also that shouldn't even be a thing. Really good, clean screenshots of a giant Spartan sitting on the back of this thing on a little mini turret, but there are some bugs in their coding for sure that definitely have to do with how things react to gunfire and explosives.
And Jay, yourself?
I hope that, you know, because I'm an old school player, I loved Big Head Mode in NBA Jam. I hope that there's like a Halo oversized Spartan that gets to rock a little mini warthog, but man, it's not looking good. As much as I love to absolutely poo-poo on people that are trying to create controversy, I mean, those people are doing a good job as far as kind of gatekeeping quality of games, especially on the big AAA releases. And so, I mean, good on them for, you know, using their powers of evil for good this time.
And none of you guys think it's just ridiculous that people are making videos on this and this is how they're getting clicks?
Well, what
else? Like I said, it might be petty.
All right, it's crazy that you'll agree. All right, so next segment, this is called Buy or Sell. If you don't watch the ESPN show, basically we're going to give a quick topic, and the panel is going to go around and buy or sell whether they believe in this. So last week, Tim the Tatman was streaming at AT&T Stadium. Some of you may have seen it. He was playing Warzone on the big, huge 250-foot Jumbotron. He jokingly made a statement that he's like, man, I should have sold tickets to this. And then he was like, I wonder if people would actually come out. So buy or sell, Shadow, people would actually pay for a ticket to go watch some of the top streamers in the world stream at an arena or a stadium. Not a tournament, specifically one individual streamer.
Well, I don't see thousands and thousands of people traveling across country to go watch someone play a video game. Maybe a tournament where you have multiple streamers there, but not a single player. Because who pays to go see a quarterback play? You go pay to watch a football team play, or you go pay to watch a hockey team play.
Pay to watch a solo perform singer.
You pay to watch the
James,
band
and taking
the
our
performance. You pay to watch the band and the performance. You're not just for them. It's the whole theatric behind it. There's no theatric behind the game. Oh, look, I can hold a controller. I can squeeze some triggers. I can play on a mouse and keyboard. Really? You're going to watch that?
Jay, your point on this? Buy or sell?
Sell. Get the hell out of here. The Cowboys can't even sell out the stadium, and they've actually won a couple of games this year. You know, the thing holds 100,000 people. Kiss my ass. That's how come the TV can be so big. So, no, I completely agree with Shadow. Like, no one's showing up to be like, oh my God, guys, watch this. Like, it's just not going to happen. There's no theatrics. You know, to your point, you know, oh, well, you show up to see, like, Pavarotti sing. But, yeah, Pavarotti's got three opening acts. Its show's going to go on for an hour and a half, and it's an amazing skilled performance with an orchestra.
Well, you don't think Nick Merckx can stream and Last Choice Network could be the opening act?
Yeah, no.
Fuck you, yeah. Jay.
No, it's just
Jordan. It's your just point, Jordan. Jay's turns over. Jordan,
I buy it.
You buy it. You think people would go. You think Valkyrie, Tim the Tatman, people like that.
Pokimane, 100%. I think that if they did it right, if they did a tour. Now, here's the thing. You say that they have opening acts and they go for an hour and a half and the concert's going to be great. But guess what? Streamers stream for like 8 hours at a time. And you don't buy the tickets because the opening act, someone you don't know, is going to be there. You buy the tickets for the main performer that you want to see. I 100% think that they would do like a meet and greet and stuff like that, and they would 100% sell out.
I agree with Jordan there. All right, moving on to the next topic. Ubisoft attempts another battle royale. It is called, I believe, Ghost Recon Frontline. Some of you may have seen the trailer just came out, recent announcement. It kind of looks like a mobile game to me, but buy or sell, this will finally compete with the likes of Fortnite, Warzone, and Apex. Jordan, ideas?
I'm going to have to go with buy. I need to see the trailer, but why not, right? Have they tried this before? Am I not in the know?
No, they
completely fail. No, okay. I mean, I'm gonna say bye. I think people are looking for a new game to play. If you look on TikTok, on Apex, Valorant clips, people are literally typing, are people still playing Valorant? Are people still playing Apex? Are people still playing Fortnite? They're looking for a new game. So I think that this could really work for them. I hope it does. I hope it creates something interesting.
Shadow.
Spell. It looks like I'm playing PUBG on my mobile device.
It does.
It is awful. It is not good. And with what Ubisoft did with Breakpoint, I do not have any faith in this company anymore. No. Sell. Get it out because it's not going to compete.
All right, Bobber.
Dude, sell it. Come on, man. I mean, you've got to have a reason for me to put my phone down in a mobile game to pick up a controller and turn it on. And from what I saw, that's not going to get me where I want to go, right? Like, I mean, it's just I could might as well just play it on my iPad and just save the time and everything. And Ubisoft doesn't exactly have a track record of producing great titles in that format. So, no, man, sell it. Burn it with fire.
Bury it in the desert. Right beside ET.
All right, last topic, buy or sell. We talked about this on Sunday's podcast. Boosting on Twitch. Buy or sell, it's useful. Shadow.
Sell. I don't feel like this is actually going to be as useful as what it really is. Yes, you may get your name up on the front page, but people are still looking for specific streamers on there. Yeah, you might get a few more views out of it, but you're paying for something that someone else is getting for free. So why pay the extra money to have your name put up there when if you can just build your own publicity and eventually you'll build up to that point? Because you're competing with people that already have their name out there. So you're literally just putting your name up there with people that already are big. So you'll get a couple extra views out of it, maybe, but you're not going to get the same the same return as a big name streamer would off of having their name on the front.
Jordan, Jordan, what do you think? Buy or sell, the Twitch boosting is going to be useful.
I'm going to take one from Jay. Burn it with fire. This is the worst idea I think that they've ever come up with, and it's Twitch. They're literally terrible with ideas, so I think that it's going to hurt their streamers way more than it's ever going to help. And I think that it's manipulative, so burn it with fire, bury it in a shallow, shallow grave.
Right next to ET.
Jay, your thoughts on the Twitch boosting. You're the big marketing guru of the group. What do you think?
Hold. Is there a hold?
No, buy or sell. Buy or sell. It's useful for the streamers.
Hey, I want to hear this.
I want to say buy, but with the caveat that they got to fix a couple of structural things as far as how it's presented and what's going on with what's showing up in the recommended. I think it's an intriguing concept. I think they prematurely put it out there. I think it's their rollout is absolutely horrific on it, but I think the concept is pretty great. So, you know, the whole 250 before you can use that feature is kind of an interesting, I'd like to hear the strategy behind it. But man, I think if this is something where, you know, newer creators or creators that have really unique niches can get some sort of additional traction out there, I'd say absolutely buy it.
Can't believe
all right,
you
I know they disagree, but pretty
no.
good points, Jay.
I can't believe you made him points for that. No.
You're literally paying for the ads that don't have to be on the bigger streamers at this point in time, is what you're going to be doing. They'll still put the ads on you, but you're going to pay so that they don't have to have ads anymore.
Your viewers aren't going to give you the money. They're going to pay to boost you because they think that that's what's going to help. And no one's going to click on the video. Or you're going to get one per every already 100 viewers that you have. It's so sad to see that.
Jay, final point from Jay here.
I wanted to hold it. James is a dick. So I wanted to see more information about it and figure out what kind of this is leading to. My hope is that it is something where they can kind of work out the mechanics on it so it kind of benefits everyone. So I wanted to hold. James made me buy it. He's a terrible person.
All right. You know, I'll give it to you. I will give it to you, Jay. So that brings us down to our final two. Unfortunately, Jordan, Jay edged you out right at the end. So we're going to say goodbye to Jordan, but we will see her back next week. She almost pulled off the upset. She was worried about some of the topics. But Jordan, you held your own. So don't be afraid of these two dickheads going forward.
Bye. Have a good night.
All right, so here we're going to do. We're going to reset the score. The way it works, guys, is that you're going to start at zero. You get 1 point for each topic, okay? So whoever gets the first to 2 points wins and gets their FaceTime tonight. So, first topic.
Bring it on.
And we'll let Shadow go first on the first topic. Console wars have become studio wars. Is it good for the industry that Microsoft and Sony seem to be buying out all of the studios, pitting them against each other and locking them to console-specific platforms? Shadow, you're up.
On this, yes. Yes, it is good because it really benefits the company itself, because you got companies like Capcom that are struggling right now. You have companies like Square Enix that are kind of on the border between struggling and not. And you're having a major company come in and really bail them out by buying them and kind of letting them do their own thing still. Because I don't see Microsoft going total exclusive on every game that these studios will be producing. Sony may do it because they hate Xbox with a passion and they love doing that. But I don't see Microsoft making every game that these developers will produce a complete exclusive. They're going to have some exclusives and maybe even some timed exclusives, but you're not going to see every game that comes out of these studios being just solely exclusives to hurt the other company.
Bobber, your thoughts?
He's completely wrong. It's terrible to any time that you have two people controlling everything. We've already seen what these consoles and studios do with games. They water them down. They make them so PC. There's no edge to them. There's nothing. I mean, it took Splitgate to really kind of capitalize on some cool concepts. And once again, we're just going to be in favor of dusting off a Spartan, slapping them on a multiplayer game and say, take that, Call of Duty. So we're going to end up getting stuck with the same crap over and over and over again. And we're just going to be dropping in into different war zones. And that's what we're going to end up having the entire time if we don't allow these independent studios to be able to go out and get creative.
All right, I'm going to have to say, I'm going to have to give Shadow the points on that. No counterpoints, but Shadow's getting the point just because I think the competition forces them to be better. I think he's right there. All right, next topic. Last one. Shadow, you have a chance to close them out here. Jay, you're going to get to go first. Twitch or YouTube will be the streaming king by the end of 2022. Bobber.
Ooh, let's go. I really enjoyed something that another podcast person said. I always was really hoping for this whole like Facebook launch. I thought when the Facebook collapsed and then restarted, I was hoping they were going to have Facebook gaming streaming. And that's where Nick Merckx was going to end up. But if I had to take a pick between the two, I would say Twitch will still be on top, but I think YouTube's going to eat up a lot of their market share. I think, Jordan's made some great points about how Twitch has been treating their content creators. And I think you're going to see a better back end, a better split, better revenue and everything from YouTube. And that's really just going to start hammering away at Twitch's market share.
Shadow.
I don't think YouTube is going to make as much of a gain on them as they are, as you think they are, because right now it's a 60-28 split between the two, with Facebook still having some streamers live. they will make some gains on them, but Twitch is definitely going to be still dominating just because of their control over the market right now, and they're really, really grinding them gears trying to keep anybody back right now. Just look at the contract they gave Nick Merckx. If anyone else's contract comes up, you don't think they're going to throw the same money at them now? Just trying to keep their fucking pull on that market.
All right, I'm going to give the point to Shadow. He wins it for the evening simply because he did the research. He went out, and Jay clearly stole a little bit of content from Ender, who's not here tonight. I feel like that Facebook shout-out was a little direction towards him. But congratulations, Shadow. You've got your free time to say anything that you want. Go ahead, sir.
First off, Jay will never carry anything to a victory. Ever. But after that, I'm really disappointed in the quality of games that we're getting nowadays. We're getting these just trash games at one after another. We're getting not... They keep forcing these games out so quickly that we're not getting fully developed games anymore. It's the quality of a release game now, because it's so easy to update online, is just not the same as what it was when you couldn't do the online updates. So you're losing quality on games where you really shouldn't have that problem. These developers shouldn't allow the bigger companies to really push them around and push, let their investors push them into releasing something that's unfinished, because it's going to kill. It will kill these smaller studios if they keep allowing this to happen. Just look at Outriders. Look at Anthem. Look at your favorite game, CD Projekt Red's little cyberpunk baby that just flopped on its face. These games had so much potential, and they just flopped because they just got pushed too soon. Their investors want it more quicker than quality over time. So I don't really know what else to say over that other than take that L, Jay.
All right, guys, so we're going to call it a night. We're going to bring out the cast so they can say goodbye, and we hope you guys had a good time. So thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you next week. I don't think Jordan was prepared to be back on camera, but she's there. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you so much.
Bye.